Gansler, Dr. Gansler said today that in some cases now the buzz in the industry is that it is bad to be the incumbent. Do you share that sentiment with him?
No, I don't share that sentiment at all. I mean, basically the incumbents have made a significant amount of money in contracting, and I think some thought they could just maintain their level of pricing, and I think they were underbid in many cases. So to be the incumbent has meant, I think, frankly, that they've done quite well by the government.
Last hour, we played a highlight of the conversation between you and him and also Mr. Francis from the Government Accountability Office. And one of the questions that you asked Dr. Gansler was during a conversation about debarments. Were you getting at the point with him that there have been a lack of debarments, that there should be more debarments, or where exactly were you headed with that line of questioning?
The commission has recommended that we not consider debarments and suspensions a punishment, because we can't think of them that way. But there have been cases that we frankly felt deserved to basically follow up and hold contractors accountable. What's interesting, though, is you had Stu Bowman, who followed Seeger, who said that in his judgment that they've been pretty successful with debarments. So the real issue is the system working in a way that enables us to debar those who should be debarred? And I think Mr. Gansler's afraid that that will be used in a way that will discourage contractors. I think Stu Bowman, the Inspector General for Seeger, was basically saying, we are debarred more than you, the Commission, thinks, but the process isn't elegant and needs to be streamlined.
You made a comment to Mr. Bowman that I thought was interesting. You said that he was doing a good job, maybe too good a job. Talk about that.
Well, I mean, Mr. Bowman basically came in and he became pretty high profile because I think he showed what an inspector general could do. We weren't seeing the inspector generals from state or USAID or DOD doing the kind of job they needed to do. So he was out there in the news finding one problem after another, and I think it made him somewhat of a target. He's not, you know, the special IGs are not basically loved by the incumbent IGs of the various departments.
You've been at this now, you and your colleagues on the commission, for over 2 years, headed toward 2.5. Are you getting more satisfied that there is progress being made than when the commission first was stood up?
There is lots of progress being made on the edges, and the micro, you know, recommendations, the things that are fairly easy to do, but we're not seeing the kind of cultural change. We're not seeing the strategic change that's needed. For instance, with your QDR, your quadrennial review of the military, that's a time to say this is where our focus and priority is, and service contracting, contingency contracting is hardly getting mentioned. Yet half of our military effort is let me put it this way. We have an equal number of contractors to military and civilians in theater. So you have half the manpower, but you don't have half the focus on that manpower.
What recommendations, if any, has the commission made on that cultural change piece, and what is your personal view on how that can be achieved inside DOD?
Well, I mean, the bottom line is we need to view contingency contracting as a primary focus of the military. And, for instance, with our joint operations, the J-4, which is logistics, has the responsibility for contracting, and it's basically assigned to, believe it or not, a colonel. Now, there are a lot of great colonels, but there isn't the kind of focus where you have, you know, top brass who have responsibility for contingency contracting. So we suggested that you take it out of J-4 and put it into J-10, a separate focus on contracting. And we suggest that because we're wasting a lot of money right now.
One of the things that Dr. Gansler and I talked about when he was on the show the last time was the more of an overall theme in contracting at DOD, and that is the attempt that the agency's making to try to professionalize it, to provide a career track for people to go in it and understand all of the nuances of it and progress through a career track.
Yeah, Mr. Gansler makes a very good point that we agree with, that you need to professionalize the acquisition and contracting force within the military, and you need to add more folks to it. In other words, we need to manage contractors better. But managing contractors better is not going to mean that you have the kind of cultural change that you need to have. They need to be in the QDR. We need to have someone in the joint staff that's focused on contracting. We suggested, for instance, that you have someone at OMB, as well as the national security, a person dual hatted who focuses just on contingency contracting. That kind of change is not being seen right now.